here's a story from The World.
Wearing a mask, as we know, is one of the basic ways people can help stop the spread of COVID-19. Right now, the world needs billions of them. Many countries are turning to China to fill their orders. Our Shanghai correspondent, Rebecca Canther, followed one businessman who's doing everything he can to make sure people get what they need.
Cameron Johnson sets up his tools. He's got a cup of water, a tissue, a pair of scissors, and a lighter.
The first thing I do is I try to fit it on my face to see if it actually fits right. And in this case, it's a tight fit.
Johnson is a management consultant, and right now he's testing masks for quality and safety.
The second test is what we call the water test. And we pour water into the mask. We hold it like a cup. And then pour water into the mask to see if it holds the water.
Mask-making production has exploded in China, and Johnson's playing a crucial role, making on-the-ground inspections of factories and connecting sellers to buyers all over the world.
Hey, good morning. Yes, we had some success. We talked to the suppliers on the price and the time frame.
Since the start of the pandemic, his life has been taken over by PPE. That's the gear that hospitals and essential workers need to wear to protect themselves, like masks, gowns, and gloves. Every day he gets calls from people in the U.S. asking for his help getting them.
We've had conversations with people who say, you know, we need 300 million boxes of gloves and we need it in 2 weeks.
China is the top supplier of PPE to the world. The country has huge stores of melt-blown fabric, the essential filtering layer needed to manufacture masks. And it made a big investment at the start of the pandemic.
One of the things people don't realize is that in January, the Chinese government did very much turned and forced many factories, regardless of what they were doing, into producing PPEs. So they essentially created an ecosystem almost overnight.
Navigating that ecosystem is challenging for buyers outside China. They don't know how trustworthy the sellers are, or even how to handle the logistics of large orders. For their part, Chinese manufacturers are afraid they'll get cheated, so they won't even turn on their machines until they receive a hefty deposit. Johnson handles all of this, and quickly. Today he's visiting a factory in Ningbo on the east coast of China. It's a plastics recycler, but in March it started making masks. Zhu Li Kang is the vice president. Zhu says, without the mask line, we would have lost money this year. Manufacturing was suspended for several months, but we were still paying our workers part of their salary. Now we're making profit. Zhu takes Johnson on a tour. The workroom is smaller than you'd expect, with 13 people working on a handful of machines. Still, the company is able to put out 600,000 masks a day when it's at full capacity. Johnson carefully examines masks coming off the production line. There are now 74,000 mask-making factories in China, but U.S. buyers can only work with a fraction of them. The government has strict regulations, and they keep changing. Johnson says that's the wild card in all of this. He advises clients to accept that it's a seller's market and plan ahead.
What companies and organizations need to look at is whatever they think they need to essentially order double.
Johnson says demand won't let up anytime soon. He expects to remain busy until next summer, at the very least. For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther in Shanghai.